It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey there. Well, I got to tell you something. I can't wait to talk about echinacea. And I've got my lovely friend Cheryl Myers to help me with this because there was researchers at the Hungarian Academy of Science. They were working, okay, with a unique compound found in large amounts in only one species of echinacea to combat anxiety. And when you think about echinacea, you don't think about anxiety. And I really want to delve into this because, Cheryl, I've got to tell you something. When I was sort of growing up, and I know most people who know me say that hasn't happened yet, but just hold, wait for it. When I was getting into botanicals and herbs and natural medicine, this is echinacea, was the very first herb that I ever came in contact with, and I called it echinacea. That's what I called it. I was like, it's echinacea. It's this lovely stuff, and it's great for your immune system. And I was so excited and, you know, of course, hugely humbled. And believe me, as you know, too, it wasn't the first time I've had some humility handed to me. Yes. Okay. So I want to get right into this because ever since I found out about this particular compound, I've been using it in my practice. And the thing that I love about it most, and you're going to give us the texture around how this compound of, and this particular compound in one species of echinacea is used for anxiety. But the thing I love about it most is it works pretty darn quick. And I think when people are starting to rev up and feel anxious or have a panic attack, that's one of the most important things that we can pull on board to help.
Absolutely. Regardless of whether it's occasional anxiety or whether your anxiety is ruling your life, there's certain physiological processes that are happening. And so often people forget because they do not see a wound that there isn't necessarily damage that's occurring. And it's very easy to have a great deal of sympathy and offer an arm to a person whose leg is broken with the cast and the crutch and all the visible signs of having a specific health need. But when you have physiological changes that are happening on the inside that are not visible, then all of a sudden you're just supposed to somehow ever be able to pull yourself up by your bootstraps or get a hold of yourself or, you know, suck it up and move on. And in truth, there are certain neurochemical changes that happen that are related to that feeling of being overpowered, of that feeling of being perhaps even paralyzed or extraordinarily fearful or unable to settle down or unable to relax. There's just so many things that happen when you're experienced some type of anxiety, whether it's a little bit of anxiety because you don't like to get on the airplane because you don't like to fly, or whether it's something that every day you wake up with flies in your stomach. And what we need to focus on is, yes, of course, there are interventions that help us to think in healthier ways, but we also need to look at how can we try to reset that chemical imbalance, those changes that have happened internally, to try to restore them more towards normal, to try to dial them back in such a way that it restores a sense of calm, a sense of being in control, a sense of being in harmony with one's environment. And that's why I'm so excited about this product called AnxioCalm, because it is a simple word, like a simple herb like echinacea. It's a simple herb like echinacea that we're all used to using for immune. And so you might say to yourself, well, gosh, I've taken echinacea for 10 years. Every time I get a cold, why don't I feel a sense of calm? Well, it turns out that it's a very tiny subset of compounds in one single species of echinacea that actually make changes in the brain. They flip some switches that allow you to relax and be calm and to quell some of those physical responses of excessive adrenal release when you are stressed, without making you sleepy or drowsy or unable to focus.
Right. Wow. Well, ever since I learned about this, it's just amazing. And I think the thing that I said before is what's amazing is how quickly it works. You know, I think, as you said, as far as, I think one of the biggest things we have going on in our modern day is these chronic stressors. They're multiple, they're compound, they're continuous. And I think when they it gets to a certain point that when you're overly stressed, you have a decrease in stress resistance, right? You just, you kind of can't take very much more. And the fuse gets very, very short. Like you can't. And so from what I've seen clinically, this happens. And a lot of people will talk about they're feeling stressed, but I see it flip over. There's a fine line where that stress that leads to a tremendous amount of different clinical symptoms, but particularly will almost just switch like that. And guess what? You don't even feel stress anymore. It's just pure anxiety. It's anxiety because this resistance that we usually have, we just don't have anymore. And this is why I think things like this and research like this is so important, because if we can get things on board that are safe, they're natural, of course, and effective, then we can lengthen people, we can help lengthen the fuse. So as people continue to work in their lifestyles and work with their relationships and work with their finances and their chronic stressors, they can actually do so without this burden of anxiety.
You know, I'm so glad that you brought that up about what an impact it can have on quality of life. And in fact, you know, you mentioned earlier in your intro that AnxioCalm was developed at the Hungarian Academy of Sciences. And in fact, they were not exploring new ways to use echinacea. What they were looking at were what different switches do we have in our brain that play a role in the sensation of anxiety, of over-responding to stressful stimuli, or responding to stressful stimuli when none actually exists, which are some of the hallmarks of chronic anxiety. And one of the researchers who was doing this research on brain neurochemistry was doing a literature search on something in our brain called cannabinoid receptors, and ran across some compounds that another scientist had looked at that happened to be in one specific species of echinacea, and found that they were the perfect compound for flipping these switches. So he kind of was like the Colossus of Rhodes, and he had a leg in each country. And by looking at that, he said, well, hey, what if we put these two fields of science together? We're working on how do cannabinoid receptors play a role in the sensation of anxiety, and what happens to them when people have generalized anxiety disorder. And these other researchers are looking at botany, and voila, sometimes some of the best scientific discoveries happen that way, when you get two fields of science that accidentally bump into each other. And so they started to look at, they tested seven different species of echinacea, looking at different echinacecides that could flip these switches, and they finally found them. So they created AnxioCalm. It was available in Europe before in the United States. There's two human clinical studies on this, and as you say, they noticed a significant reduction in anxiety with the first day of use. But for people who have generalized anxiety issues, not just occasional anxiety, they saw that continued improvement over the two-week course that this study ran. So not only do you get some results fast, but if you have everyday anxiety, those results improve every single day that you use this very safe and natural intervention.
First of all, when you talk, I almost get mesmerized, because you just, I mean, but that, I mean, it's, I love it. It's the research and the results. And then once again, whenever I learn about something, I get to have my patients pretty much try it out. And when I get the feedback that this has been effective, you know, I feel like I have a real winner. And I love that, you know, not only do I get to have the benefit of using it in my practice, but things like this are widely available to, I mean, I try to make it, this is part of me as a doctor. I've got 60 seconds, but I really tried to get anything that I have in my practice available to my patients so they truly can be their own primary care providers. I don't sell supplements in my practice. I want people to go out and resource these things, have them on board, know how they work, so occasional chronic anxiety, they know what to do. So somebody can find AnxioCalm on the internet, correct?
Absolutely, and they can come to our website at EuroPharmaUSA.com, and we have lots of technical literature on this product.
All right, there you have it. Cheryl Myers from EuroPharma with me again, talking about echinacea for anxiety. This is what we're doing on Mindful Medicine with Dr. Holly Lucille, Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD.